You're listening to A Spark of Science. I'm Runa Jowen from Glasgow Science Centre, and today we are going to explore some of Scotland's soggier regions, the bogs, fens and mires that together form what we call peatlands. Peatlands are a type of wetland that makes up about 3% of all land on Earth and over 20% of Scotland. In these areas, the natural decay of plant material is slowed down, creating the material we call peat. These conditions can preserve the remains of life from long ago, like seeds and insects, that can offer us a valuable insight into our natural history. Peatland has proven to be very useful to us. Much of our drinking water filters through peatlands, which means less treatment is required before it reaches our homes. It was historically used for heating and cooking in the rural highlands and islands because of its high carbon content. But today, that same high carbon content means that it's important to protect this natural resource. Burning it would release this store of carbon, contributing to climate change. Another use of peat has been in gardening, as the carbon content makes it excellent for growing plants, fruits, and vegetables. But in garden centres today, you'll see most compost is peat-free, in a move to further protect peatlands in Scotland. Despite these changes, peatlands in Scotland are still at risk. 80% of Scotland's peatlands are endangered by draining, agriculture, and invasive species. That's why there's an effort to re-wet and restore them. If we don't, the impact on biodiversity and climate change will be hard to fix, as 1 metre of peat takes roughly 1,000 years to form. With continued efforts, we hope to see this key part of the Scottish landscape flourish for thousands of years to come. Thank you for listening to A Spark of Science, brought to you by Glasgow Science Centre. As an educational charity, we want to keep everyone inspired with science. You can explore a vast array of online content on our website, and you'll find us on X at GSC1.